Players ready? Play. It's now the 3rd of June. I'm in Paris, a city that I have to say I love. But I've played and lost to Felix Auger Aliassime from Canada. Lost a day or so ago. We played a match on an outside court. It was cold, it was wet, it was delayed. And I made a slow start. That's no one's fault but my own. Felix faced the same situation that I did, and he came out and he was on song. And really, my first service game indicates that I wasn't really ready to go. I thought I was. But when you have a pressure put on you, break point against, and you double fault on a clay court, that shows you weren't really in tune and ready to go. The worst thing is it's repeat behaviour, because my first round against, you know, basically I did the same thing. I started slowly. And that self-inflicted wound basically cost me the first set, because after that we exchanged service games. But with the break, that's all he had to do, just to consolidate his own serves. And Felix is a good player, knows what to do, he controls the game, and Julie won that first set. And what I felt by playing Felix was, all of a sudden I'm playing a bloke with a much bigger serve, much bigger than what I'd experienced in the earlier rounds. A bloke with such a fluent forehand, one of the best, not always deep, but it's commanding. He uses it to control points, and the good players do that. And when I'm trying to move him around, which I thought I was doing pretty well, one of the problems is that Felix is also a wonderful athlete, and he gets to things seemingly with so much time to be able to deal with the shot. And so he was able to control points, as good players do. So first set I've given up due to my first serve. And then it got worse. He absolutely took over and decimated me in the second set. You know, I'd feel like I was in points, and the points would extend. And then after six or seven strokes in a rally, he would just find a way to manoeuvre me off the court and then take advantage of it. It's not like I was, you know, hopeless and couldn't do anything. It's just that when it came to finishing off a point, he was the one to do it. I won a token service game at 5-1, but frankly, I was out of that set pretty early. I love the way he works angles, and he returned beautifully. He's got that happy knack of not being too far back, where it's just lobbing it back into court, not too far forward, where you can sort of ace or make an unplayable serve. He gets things back in control. So I found myself playing Felix Auger Aliassime, who was too good, a decent bloke, super athlete. Don't you hate blokes like that? There's nothing you can fault. And quite frankly, the way he dealt with me today was, he actually could be a real threat. I mean, he's got to play Carlos Alcaraz. I mean, Carlos Alcaraz, you know, superstar player, put away Seb Korda quite comfortably on his favourite court and favourite surface. You know, obviously he's going to start favourite, and, you know, I'm not going to predict that Felix is going to win, but I give Felix a real shot. I mean, I don't watch a lot of tennis when it doesn't involve me, but I'm going to watch that match. I really think that could be very competitive, and I think Alcaraz is a superstar, so I'm not going to ever tip against him playing Felix Auger Aliassime, but I'll look forward to it and look forward to seeing what Felix does on clay courts into the future. So hats off to him. He was by far and away the best player. So whilst I'm disappointed, he's not disappointed at losing. It's disappointed at losing a player around a similar ranking in such a comprehensive fashion, and I need to go away and think about how that occurred and how I can make sure it doesn't occur the next time. Fifteen Seed back here in Paris. It's a wonderful city. It's just got a special quality about it. It's sophisticated, and there's lots of other cities in Europe with wonderful architecture and history and art and the whole lot, but I think Paris stands above everything else, so it's a place that I love. So I'm so disappointed that I'm out in the third round, not because I lost, but the way I lost, and I'll have to go and reflect on that. The tournament itself is getting to a fascinating stage, and one of the questions that I got during the week from a Paulette was, what are your predictions? And when you go out, what are your predictions? Now, for very good reason, players are reticent at giving predictions and certainly not allowed to bet on events. I mean, that's for very good reason, because I've got a self-interest. But I suspect another reason is personal to me. I'm not a very good tipper. Let's have a look at what faces us. Djokovic and Cerundolo. You'll go Djokovic, but he's had a very hard road today, but Djokovic. And we'll then play the winner of Casper Ruud and Taylor Fritz. Now, I'm a big Taylor Fritz fan, but Casper Ruud on clay, you can't bet against him. So I'll be going for the quarterfinals, Djokovic and Ruud. Below that, Zverev takes on Holger Rune. I think Holger's been a bit disappointing this year. So, and I think Zverev is a wonderful player. And we'll then take on the winner of Alex Diminor, who I think has made huge strides this year, and Daniil Medvedev. But I'll go Medvedev, so I'll go Zverev and Medvedev in that quarter. Down in the bottom half, Analdi and Tsitsipas. Tsitsipas on clay is going to beat lots of players. Tsitsipas for mine. And then I've got the Felix Auger-Aliassime versus Carlos Alcaraz matchup. And I think it's going to be a really good match. It's one I'm looking forward to. I'm giving it to Carlos, but I'm expecting Felix to win at least a set. Down below, the very bottom part of the draw, Hurkacz takes on Grigor Dimitrov, who's played very well this year, but I'll give that to Hurkacz. Plays Sinner and Mute. Mute's wonderful effort to get to this far, but Sinner's a superstar. So, forced to make predictions for the semi-final, I'm going Ruud, Zverev, and Alcaraz and Sinner, with Alcaraz and Sinner being the match of the tournament. Who do I think will win? I'll tell you after this short break. I said I'd say who I thought would make and win the final, and I will tell you that, but I want to say first of all that one of the thrills of today was to catch up with Cedric Pioline. Cedric Pioline is playing in the Legends event. He's through to some finals. Now, if there was a player in history I wanted to be, it was Cedric Pioline. That refined shot making, the near perfect appearance, the cultured aspect, being popular amongst players, making a couple of Grand Slam finals. If I can be someone in history without taking the very best of the best, Cedric Pioline will do me just fine. And spending time with him, and he's just such a decent fellow, a giving fellow. You ask him about his career, he won't offer it up, but if you ask, he'll tell you, and the players he played. And I tell you what, I recently did a predictions of the top 10 men's singles players of all time, and you talk to a Cedric Pioline and all of a sudden you've got this appreciation of how good was Sampras, And he said, we've got great players now. We've got great players in history. I grew up watching the Lavers, whatever. I'm currently watching the great Djokovic and the like. But do not underrate the fact that Sampras, in any era, would have been a superstar. There would be very few players who'd be able to cope with his serve. And I wonder now whether that I had underestimated him in my top 10. So, food for thought. 15th seed here. I'm out of the French Open, having lost to Félix Auger-Aliassime, who has to go on and play Carlos Alcaraz. I indicated who I thought was going to make the final and who would win it. I'm not sure everyone will agree with me, but I think that at the moment, Jannik Sinner is on in such great form that I think he might get over Alcaraz in a semi, which will be the match of the tournament. Yeah, the two best players, I think, on this surface at the moment. I think that Djokovic, having had such a difficult match against Lorenzo Musetti and having to front up again and again and difficult conditions with delayed matches and the like, I'm actually predicting Casper Ruud on clay to make the final. I'm not sure everyone will agree with that, but I'm going Sinner to beat Ruud in an exceptional final. So let's sit back and see how I go. The wash-up for the French Open 2024 for the 15th seed made the third round but was comprehensively beaten. 100 points, it's okay. Prize money, Euro 158,000, that's probably close to 175,000 US dollars. Rating, 7 out of 10. It wasn't poor, I lost to a good player, but I lost very easily to someone around my own ranking, in fact, ranked a bit higher than me, but on clay is a very good player. And of course, Félix Auger-Aliassime has been in the top 10 on a number of occasions, so I played a pretty good player, but I was disappointed with the way it all ended. I'll do a more comprehensive wrap after Wimbledon, which I consider to be the halfway point of the year. It may not be calendar-wise, but just in terms of psychologically, I see it as the halfway mark of the year. So I'll enjoy Paris for a few more days, watch a little bit of the tennis, and then we'll start the grass court season. It's short, it's sharp. I generally do well in it. Not always my favourite time of the year, although you can't help but love Wimbledon. There's something special about it. But until we get onto the grass, here it will be. Thank you, ball people. Thank you, Hawkeye.